Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 344 for this is July 29, 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for a few seconds now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this conference if they don't really want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. When you check in, we'd like to know your call sign, your handle, your QTH, and if you have one, your SDF username. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, BE6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week, my topic is, recently I have been approached by strangers who are interested in ham radio, and they want help, all right? Now, if it was a family member or a close friend, I would probably step in and, be an Elmer. But if it's someone that you don't know and you have no idea just how serious they are, well, in my case, what I'll usually do is suggest books or a website. And when it comes to books, there's the ARRL License Study Guide, and there's the, I'm forgetting his name exactly, but I think you know who I mean. I direct him to a website like hamstudy.org, and I understand that there are some more websites out there that are doing a fairly good job at taking a newbie and working them up to be getting their license. So anyway, that's what the question is this week. If you are approached by someone, you don't particularly want to be their Elmer and take responsibility for their training and getting them licensed and so on, what resources do you refer them to, whether it's a publication or a website or a club perhaps? I don't know. So that's kind of the topic this week. How do you help a newbie become a ham? Right. Now let me see here. I'm checking the web for the dashboard here, and there was a station, a new station that had never been here before, another SDFer, but he dropped out. So what I'm left with is a lot of regulars here. So let me reset my timer here. Okay, I've got Kate. I've got VK6BQQ, N4RNW, KD9NDJ, KC3LYZ, Q4MII. And BE6UX also joined us just recently. Let me get him down here. All right. So all of you guys are on my list, and I don't see any additional call signs there, so I don't think I need to explain how we do check-ins here. The one that was in here was a Kilo Delta 7 Juliet November Yankee. And I looked that up, and there is actually a SDF user by that call sign, using that call sign as his username. But unfortunately, he didn't hang around there. Would have been good to have him here. Anyway, maybe he'll come back. So, I guess I'm ready to start going down my list, starting with VK6BQQ.
Hey, B9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, a very good morning from Western Australia. A little damp out. It seems that the sun's coming through, so maybe warm up today. But don't have too much this morning. And we're busy, well, it's garbage day today, so I gotta get some bins out. So I just needed to get that done and see where we go. But great to hear you, sir, and thank you for being here. A VK60QQ.
All right, well, thank you, Reg. It's always good to have you with us here. And let me just acknowledge, I see that Mike OVE6UX made a comment in the chat here about how they have, where they have clubs, he just sends them to one of the clubs. And I do that as well. But our club, it only has a meeting once a month. And there are a small segment of the club that get together for lunch or breakfast or whatever more often than that. I'm not one of those. I don't really eat in public that much. But I'm looking for something a little bit more than just going to a club meeting. Let's see. Next on my list here is N4RNW. Now that I look at the dashboard, I see that N4RNW has dropped out. All right, so maybe he'll come back. Next would be KD9NDJ.
Good evening, AB9FJ. This is KD9NDJ. I'm in Montana. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. I would definitely put anybody that asked me about ham radio onto the ARRL website, and anybody in this century probably would be able to Google it. I don't know about... I guess the idea is that, you know, you're going to have to get a test to be a ham. So, yeah, sending them to some of the testing sites might be good. But I think the ARRL is the absolute best bet for people to get started. The website's a little awkward to navigate at first, but it's full of information. Anyway, everybody here knows that, I'm sure. Everybody that's stateside, anyway. Back to you, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ.
Right. It's been a while since I go to the ARRL website often for specific things, like if I want to know where the hamfests are here or what the field day rules are or, you know, something very specific like that, I go there. But, it's never been a place where I went as a newbie to get into the hobby. Now, having said that, I do know that they have made some efforts in this area. They've done several videos. I remember there was the Walter Cronkite video about ham radio that was very nicely done. And I'm sure they've done some more things along that line. I probably need to check them out and kind of make a list of subsets of the ARRL website that I could recommend to a potential new ham. Right. Let me see. We got KJ6DRH has joined us. Writing that down. Troy, the topic this week is what advice do you give to a potential new ham that you don't really want to take them by the hand and be their Elmer, but you want to push them in the right direction? And what I'm thinking of is perhaps books like the Gordon West books or the ARRL books, or a website like hamstudy.org, and there's some others, you know, the ARRL website. So that's kind of what the topic is this week. What kind of assistance do you give to a prospective ham? So you're on my list here. You're at the bottom of the list, so it'll be a few minutes here. Next on my list is KC3LYZ. Well, it looks like he also dropped out there, and I didn't notice it. All right, let's move along and go to KQ4MII.
AB9FJ and the group, this is KQ4MII. My name is Mark. I'm located in Reston, Virginia. My SDF login is mcornick. So, I think it really depends on how people learn, because everyone learns in different ways. I, myself, have found that I don't necessarily learn very much by reading, so I skipped the study guides and the Gordo books and such. What did help me a lot was the Ham Study website and kind of drilling things into my head. And I used for all three classes of my license. in some way or another. And it actually was a member of this club, of FDF ARC, that suggested that to me. And I forget who it was exactly, but I should thank them for it. And it kind of brought to mind that if you meet people where they are, you may have a little easier time figuring out the best way for them to go about on their journey. For someone who is a member of SDF and is here, they probably are going to do pretty well with the website approach, for instance. So that's what I think. I have yet to have anyone come to me asking for advice, so I don't know that I can answer them right away. But as I said, probably just getting to know a little bit about the way they learn and what's going to be most effective for them is probably the way to go. So that's all from me. I will send it back to Matt. This is KQ4MII.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Yeah, that's good. A good reply there. Let me acknowledge that we have been joined by the HAM conference. So that means that I'm going to rewind and do a reintroduction of our net here for the benefit of those on the HAM conference who are just now tuning in. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's a long story. It's about anime and all that stuff there. But anyway, if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. You can get yourself a free account, and you can do all kinds of neat stuff with it. Right, so the topic this week is if you encounter a potential ham and you don't really want to invest your time in being their Elmer and getting them into the hobby, but you do want to help them a little bit, what books or websites or other resources do you direct them to? In the case of books, you know, we've got the ARRL license manuals and Gordon West manuals on websites. We've got the ARRL website. We've got things like hamstudy.org. And I know there are more websites along the same line as hamstudy now. And maybe there's something else. Maybe you've got something new, and that would be interesting to hear about. So that's what our topic has been this week. And I've already got several stations on my check-in list here, and I'm going down my list, giving each one of them a chance to speak. And when I get to the end of that list, I'm going to call on the HAM conference for anyone over there who would like to check in and put in their two cents. So next on my list is VE6UX.
Hey, B9FK, and the rest of the net, Victor Echo 6 Uniform X-Ray here in Calgary, Alberta, where it's a little bit cooler. Might help the fires a little bit, but it's going to warm up, and they'll probably flare up again. Don't know if anyone knows of our national parks here. Two of them are bordered between Alberta and British Columbia, Jasper and Banff, and one-third of Banff has disappeared in forest fire, so it's burnt down. Or not Banff, sorry, Jasper. So it's going to take a little while to recover. Let me break. I get asked about amateur radio nearly every day. I work in a electronics store a couple of days a week. I do some engineering for a robot shop. As well, I instruct in three different maker spaces, and I do maintenance in one of those maker spaces. That particular maker space, which is Fuse 33, we have an amateur radio introduction to amateur radio class, and we have an amateur radio course as well. I wrote the introduction, and the course I use text that I had given a hand in writing from University of Waterloo in Ontario. So, I end up spending a lot of time with people setting up for amateur radio, and I'm an amateur radio examiner here in Alberta as well. Let me break one more time. Because of this, we set up a club in Fuse 33. Fuse 33 is a makerspace pretty much in a fairly central location in Calgary. The cost of being in that particular club is nothing. The cost of belonging to the makerspace is minimal, but the cost of being in the club itself is nothing. We're open, I guess it's 9 till 9 or 8 till 9 or something like that every day. And if you're a member, 24/7. So our radios and stuff are online and available to people every day as well. It's more than just people dropping in for coffee, because most of the people come in to do some work, either electronic or physical work in the shops. So I'm pretty tied up in radio, even though I don't talk on it very often. Back to you, Wayne, AB9FJ, and the rest of that from Victor Echo 6 Uniform X-Ray.
Yeah, if I wanted to check out that group that you're involved in there, is that Foxtrot Uniform Sierra Echo 33? If I Google that, will I eventually find your resources?
Well, you'll find the Fuse 33 stuff online. I put the link in the chat box down below. Our amateur radio resources aren't online at Fuse 33. I just use my own website, which is, of course, you know, is hamnet.ca, V6UX.
Okay, I didn't look back far enough. I see it in the chat now. Thanks. Okay. Well, thank you, Michael. That was very informative. Let's see who else I've got here. KJ6DRH.
Hello, the KJ6DRH out of Bakersfield, SGF username C-A-P-H-E-I-N-D. As far as resources for new hams, I'm actually kind of looking for some because I kind of have an idea for a project I want to do. Right now, though, the only new hams I'm pointing stuff out to are my wife, who wants to get her license, and possibly my father. So I haven't done a whole lot yet, but I do have a little kind of project maybe to work with younger folks I'm trying to get going. It just hasn't happened yet.
Okay, and then maybe this is a very convenient or apropos topic this week for you there. But it also reminds me of another thing that I'm working on that I need to get a little bit more active on. For our local ham club, it's a project that that I want to do about making sure that the local public libraries have at least the basic resources that are available from Gordon West and the ARRL, things like the handbook and the antenna book and the license guides, or for anyone, so that we can tell, you know, you can go down to the library and check out a book. So that's another alternative of you know, buying a book or going to a website. So right, let me check the dashboard here. So it's time for me to welcome all the stations that are out there on the Ham Conference. As I said before, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. We do this every week at 0 hour UTC GMT Zulu time on the TechLink Conference, Echolink Node 9229. And very often, the Ham Conference gets linked to the TechLink Conference, and stations that are on the Ham Conference can join us and check in and so on. So now I'm calling for check-ins from the Ham Conference.
This is Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha for check-in.
And Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, VK2DY.
Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha for check-in from India.
Right. I neglected to mention that I can take multiple call signs in one go there. So I've got Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha. And I've got Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee. Are there any other stations on the Ham Conference that would like to join us? Please give us your call sign. All right, nothing heard, so we'll go with these two stations here, VU2MDA. We like to know your handle and your QTA. Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha, it is your turn to speak.
Very good evening, Mr. Wayne, the net controller for USA Ham's digital platform on Echolink. Good evening to one and all there in US, UK, Canada. And good morning, Australia. Finally, good morning, India. Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne, for letting me in for regular check-in on this USA digital platform on Ecolink. Thank you very much once again. You are coming here as usual, fine and blasting, thundering like local station in my native city, Coimbatore, in South India. Here my handle, Sounder. Sounder is my handle and my profile is on qrz.com. And here Indian Standard Time around 5:55 a.m. Monday morning. 5:55 a.m. Monday morning here in Coimbatore, South India. WS climate is somewhat breezy morning. Throughout the night it was 24 to 26 degrees Charlie, but in the day times it will go up to 95 degrees for start. That is WX here in South India. And as such I am in walking mode, sir, walking mode. Due to my speedy walking, my breaths are most probably ups and downs. Apology for that. Don't hold you too long, sir. Kind permission, I would like to say my 73 state of family, one and all there in US. Nothing much particular. This Victor uniform to my Delta Alpha Rhino clear. Standing by, my passion and control.
All right, well, thank you, Soundar. Welcome from India. We do this net every week, so if you would like to come back in the future, just remember the same time, the same, well, the ham conference is not always linked, so if you want to be sure to join us, connect to the TechLink conference, node 9229. Next on my list is VK2DY.
Good afternoon, or good morning, actually, 10:26 a.m. I've been up for a while, so it feels like afternoon to me. Anyway, this is Robert in Northwestern Sydney, VK2DY. I did the conversions, the math, to convert the temperatures to Fahrenheit, and it's everything's on the nines, interesting enough. The low last night was 39 Fahrenheit. The current temperature is 49 Fahrenheit, and the high predicted is 59 Fahrenheit. So everything's on the 9, so I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, it is what it is. It is pretty cool. There's a breeze blowing out there as well that makes it feel even colder. So I think people are in parkas and that. Anyway, other than that, the Ham Conference connects up to South Cars. And South Cars sometimes runs, they're supposed to end at 10, but sometimes they run till 10:15, sometimes they run till 10:30. So that's why we can't always hook up to you guys here. If they ended on time, we'd be able to hook up. Anyway, let me reset for a second and talk about the subject here. So, yeah, I probably, as far as websites I would direct them to, the first and primary website I would direct them to would be the WIA here. WIA has a lot of information about how ham radio works here. It does have a practice foundation exam. It does have a few other things. Ham College also has an Australian practice exam, but I haven't gone, I should go through it. I should take a look at it because it's supposed to be old. And yes, please. And so I should take a look at it and see if it's still relevant because we've done a lot of changes since the ACMA took over the exams directly. So I'm not sure that it's relevant anymore, but I should take a look. We still have the three exams that you have to take, the practical, the theory, and the practice. So we still have that, but they're a little bit different than they were under the Maritime College, so I have to take a look and see if that's changed any. And, of course, ultimately, I am an assessor for the ACMA, so I could give them an exam if they wanted it. we require only one assessor to give exams here. So I could do that for them. The local club here sort of dissolved. They had a nice facility on the church property, and they decided to ask the church for more facilities, and that was a bad mistake. But we won't get into that. The church said none of our members are members of your group. Anyway, it is no more. So I have a long distance to go to a local club here. And let me reset again here. And Makerspaces are pretty cool. We've got a really nice facility. Unfortunately, it's over in Ride, which is about a 40-minute drive from here in reasonable time. Robots and Dinosaurs is what they call themselves, which is an interesting thing. But they've got all sorts of good stuff. I wish they were a lot closer. I'd become a member and use their facilities, but unfortunately they're just a bit too far for me, and there's nothing out here in the boondocks, so to speak. But I would definitely be interested in a makerspace if there were one available nearby. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to...
Well, thank you for joining us, Robert. So at this point, I think I have given everyone a chance to speak, so let me, I've noticed that a lot of stations have dropped off, so we're down to about three stations and the Ham Conference. So are there any other stations out there on the Ham Conference who would like to check in? Right, nothing heard from the Ham Conference, and another one of the direct connections has dropped out, so it's down to... KC3LYZ, VK6BQQ, and AB9FJ. So, I will make a final call for rechecks or additional comments for this week's net before I close it out.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob, and Philadelphia STF username, Robert R.
Oh, I forgot. We called you on you a while back, and you didn't reply, so I wasn't sure if you were still with us here. So, yeah, go ahead, Bob. Did you get the? Did you pick up what the topic is this week?
I rarely get people asking about ham radio. We do have a fairly good-sized group of visually impaired people that sometimes they'll get interested. I usually refer them to our club. They're pretty active, and they give a test once every couple of months. And we have one guy that used to give a class that was pretty good for technician or general. And the other thing was I recently got a Zoom spot for, was playing around with a new version of PyStar to work with DMR and Fusion. This is going pretty good. Back to net control.
Oops, I think my PTT was probably networking there. So I was making the final call for rechecks or additional comments for the net, or new check-ins. Please call with your call sign before we wrap it up. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net at, let's call it 0034. Forget about continuing the conversation on the DMR talk group, but we're in comm on SDS in the Elon radio room. So this is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73.